Well, I'm very excited. It's been great being in Shetland for the last day and now in Glasgow to really feel the excitement and the buzz. It's going to be 11 great days for Glasgow in the sunshine.
And what will it mean beyond that? You've been talking about the business spin-off and the investment spin-off of the Olympics.
Well, when these games are well organised and well presented and enjoyable, it definitely helps to shine a spotlight on the area where they're held. And so I think it's a great opportunity for Glasgow, for Scotland, for the United Kingdom to advertise its best side and to get businesses to think of all the reasons to do business and do deals here. And that's why we're having business conferences and investor conferences and encouraging people to come.
It's not cheap to host, though. Has it been worth it, do you think?
I think in the modern world where capital is so mobile, where people are mobile, where businesses are thinking about where to invest, I think events, big sporting events, Olympics, Commonwealth Games, Tour de France, I think they are very good windows on successful economies. And so I think it'll be money well spent.
But the UK government hasn't been part of that funding. It's been the Scottish government and the council who've largely funded it.
Well, that's true. But also the UK government has provided important resources, such as the armed services personnel that are helping with the security. There's obviously been the national security aspects and the work that our shared intelligence services and others will do. So I think it's, look, all credit to Glasgow City Council, and to everyone in Scotland that's played a part. But it's a United Kingdom effort too.
And you're going to the opening ceremony. Will you be going to any other sports? What are you looking forward to?
Well, I'm going to go to a number of things tomorrow, and I'm looking at various things in the pool and on the track and elsewhere. Lots of things to look forward to and lots of great athletes to cheer on. Some that we saw at the Olympics back in 2012, but some new faces too.